The next patient is Kenneth Cause. Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Cause, C-O-S-S. This is the clinical case of a 88-year-old white male that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that has progressed to stage 4. The latest laboratory workup that was done on April the 4th of 2024, the serum creatinine was 1.64, the BUN is 40, and the estimated GFR is 40. Later on 4/29 of 2024, the serum creatinine is 2.61 with a BUN of 66. In other words, the patient has a prerenal azotemia. Since last visit, the patient has had two thoracentesis in the right chest, and the accumulation of fluid is more than 1,500 each time. The patient follows the fluid restriction. I understand the patient has valvular heart disease, relapse in aortic stenosis and cardiomyopathy that is playing a major role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number is gout. Following number, essential hypertension. Following number, history of prostate cancer. Following number, anemia related to the iron deficiency and the chronic disease. Following number, the patient is underweight. The instructions regarding the supplements is to use Nepro, N-E-P-R-O, one cam POVID. To increase the protein intake, he will be using eggs and egg beaters. He will be suggested to use ice cream, cheese, in order to improve the general condition. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient is having difficulty swallowing. Intervention from EGD cannot be done because he had a stent that was placed in February. The cardiologist doesn't want to give any type of anesthesia for the procedures. So we have very many risk factors involving the care of Mr. Cause. 6 weeks appointment with lab.